This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What should you have never touched or come into contact with? 206-803-ROCK.
Here's one from the text that says, I made the mistake of letting my tarantula crawl in my mouth. But I didn't know that when tarantulas walk, they leave little hairs everywhere as a defense mechanism. So I had little tarantula hairs all over my tongue. Don't put a tarantula in your mouth.
Yeah.
That's just my advice. Hello, Fred. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitch. Hola.
Hola.
How are you gentlemen doing today?
We're doing great, Fred. It's Positive Friday.
Absolutely. I'm off work.
Oh, good for you.
People just calling in to brag. They're off work to us.
No. Man, oh, man.
We're not.
Yeah, but I go to work at 4:30 in the morning, so I
don't. Okay. I wouldn't trade you.
Yeah, enjoy your afternoon.
Yeah, right.
So, don't ever play with muriatic acid, especially when you're a preteen.
What kind of acid?
Muriatic.
What is muriatic acid?
The type you put in a pool.
Ah, okay, all right.
Okay, it eats like all the algae and stuff. But my dad, we used to watch my dad put it in. I think I was about 9, 10 years old, and he said, never touch this. It had skull and crossbones on it and all that good stuff. But, you know, being curious, 9 and 10 years old, and, you know, brother, we poured some in a little glass ashtray, and we threw a nickel in it, and it started fizzing and melting, and it ate all the etching off the nickel. And my brother dared me. He's like, well, what if you put your finger in it? What do you think it would do? And I was like, I don't know. So he made me put my index and middle finger in the ashtray, and I'm 54 now. This happened, I don't know, 45 years ago, 44. I still do not have fingerprints on my fingers.
Oh, damn.
So how much did it burn all of your skin off, essentially?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it literally bled a couple days later because all the skin kept peeling off.
How long did it take for you to recognize that the acid was eating away? Was it instant?
Not instantaneous, but I'd say about 10 seconds or so.
All right. Did you have to go to the hospital?
No, we hid it from my parents for weeks.
Now, what did they say when they finally saw your fingers?
My dad probably called me a DeMoss.
Yeah, yeah.
Ah, yes.
And mom said I was stupid. But
did you guys own a pool?
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
That's why we have.
Okay. Just making sure.
And dad always did the chemicals in the pool, like chlorine and the muriatic acid and stuff. And
right. Yep.
But okay. He always told us don't touch it, but see, it's going crossbones when you're a child. And yeah, you kind of want to touch it.
You're right. I mean, as a kid, skull and crossbones, one, they look cool. You're associated with pirates. Yeah, and
we also knew Mr. Yuck.
Right. See, that's the thing. Mr. Yuck, I said, all right, I'm not messing with this. The skull and crossbones, it just looked cool, like you saw it in cartoons.
Yeah, but it ain't a pirate ship.
I know, but it's still cool. Okay. You know, just saying as a kid, as an adult. I
did not have that trigger mechanism.
Really?
No, I did not either. I knew what was dangerous, and that was just out and about. Now, if something had that on it, that's absolutely off limits.
Yeah.
I mean,
Mr. Yuck helped a lot.
Touch something that has a skull, but like he said, when I dumped it in the glass ashtray, mm-hmm. I would at least do that. I would empty the contents into something that I believe could hold it. Would I drink it? No. Would I stick my fingers in it? No. Would I try to smell it when it says sulfuric acid? No. But for some reason, I'd want to, quote unquote, let the genie out of the bottle.
I mean, the only one that ever had an allure to me was antifreeze.
What? Really?
Because it looks like lemon lime Gatorade.
Do you have to convince yourself not to drink it?
And it's sweet. That's why animals eat it and die, because it has a sweet flavor to it. I don't know why antifreeze needs to taste sweet. You'd think that they maybe could change that formula to some degree, but there's some element in there that has that product.
I mean, Tide Pods look like Aquafresh and a pouch, right? That one I think you change because it's children eating these things, but they look delicious. I mean, let's face it. If you saw candy that looked like a Tide Pod, I'm like, I'll give it a try.
The blue squirt in your mouth?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. And we always had, I don't know if it says about the cars or back then, but there was always just a giant jug of antifreeze.
Always.
Or that was like clear, that was in the trunk. And, it, you know, like I'm with Miles. Underneath the sink was all the Mr. Yuck stuff. That never interests me.
Yeah.
Always feel like, I don't know, man. It looks like Gatorade.
But if it's in the garage, it's plus stuff like gasoline. It smells good. You know, your parents would tell you, like, hey, don't take the lid off the gasoline. But we'd open it, get a few whiffs. Don't sniff your Sharpies. But the teachers back in the day, when you used to get Dittos, remember those?
Mm-hmm.
So there was a Ditto machine. Basically, it was like a copying machine, right? But the print was purple. But the thing is, a lot of times when you had a quiz or a test, the teachers would print this up, like, in the classroom. And it was always, you know, you hand the stack to the kid in front of the row and they hand it back. And the teacher, don't sniff the Dittos. And, I mean, it's 30 kids with papers.
There's a famous scene in The Breakfast Club where every kid picks it up and just
and
puts
sniffs
it.
Oh, yeah. That's absolutely.
What should you have never touched or come into contact with? 206-803-ROCK.
Also, I forget how old I was. Somehow I acquired a hatchet. I don't know if I found it in, like, my grandparents' house or something.
Okay. About how old were you?
10?
All right.
But that was not good. I would just try to whack everything I could. And I remember I had an aerosol can. And I was in the backyard. Oh, my brother was like, what are you doing? I'm like, says don't puncture. So I'm going to cut it in half. And he's like, Jesus Christ, give me that hatchet.
You're giving me grief about the fact that the skull and crossbones, and I'm a kid, and I'm going like, there's something interesting in there. But it says do not puncture. I mean, these are words, bro. This isn't even like a warning drawing.
Right, but
we are telling you
directly.
I was
going to chop it, not puncture it.
Oh, splitting hairs there. I see. Yeah.
What should you have never touched or come into contact with? 206-803-ROCK.
There goes old hatchet, man.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.